A group of approximately a dozen people gathered in Coniston on Saturday to commemorate the 55th anniversary of Chaney Wenjack's tragic death. Organized by Coniston Historical Group President Jason Markin and using educational materials from the Gord Downey and Chaney Wenjack Fund, the group walked a few kilometers through Coniston learning facts about the residential school system along the way. At only 12 years of age, Wenjack, an indigenous boy, ran away from the Cecilia Jeffrey Indian Residential School in Kenora in an attempt to reunite with his family 600 kilometers away in Ogokee Post. Although 9 other children ran away that same day, all but Wenjack were caught within 24 hours. Wenjack's body was found beside the railway tracks north of Kenora on October 22, a week after he fled. Markin said he organized Saturday's gathering as a means of honoring not only Wenjack's story but that of the tragedy-ridden residential school system as a whole. He carries a copy of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada's 94 Calls to Action in his pocket and saw Saturday's event as a means of honoring some of their directives. Wenjack's story, he said, is the most powerful story we've seen. Although there are countless other impactful stories about the residential school system, this is one that seems to resonate with both people and the media, so he said it serves as a good starting point for education. For Markin, the fact Wenjack would have been 67 if he'd survived hits home as his father, Doug, is only 1 year younger. I'm thinking if he hadn't gone, if he hadn't left, there'd have been a 67-year-old man still alive today, Markin said. Doug joined his wife and Markin's mother, Susan, alongside 2 grandchildren by participating in Saturday's walk. Although they're learning a lot about Indigenous history now, neither remembers hearing much of anything while growing up. Anything that we were taught was who came over, Jacques Cartier and Samuel de Champlain. Susan said, adding that she can't help but wonder whether a stronger understanding over the years might have prevented some of the racism that has carried over into the broader society of today. I think it's all important, she said, adding that everyone needs to have a full understanding of history. I think it's important for children to know everything. Markin said that he plans on making the walk for Wenjack an annual event. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.